Good morning and welcome to the Angels Broadcast. The Angels is a World of Warcraft guild, and we are an alliance guild on the Trelian server, or Trelian server. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it yet, but nevertheless, we're there, and so we are an alliance guild on that server, and then we're called the Dark Angels on the Rune Totem server. And we appreciate your joining the broadcast very much. And we have a lot of news today. Let me just start off by saying the patch will take place today. That's right, friends. 1.11 is going into effect today. And we first got an inkling that might be the case yesterday. There was a statement one of the guys from Blizzard put on the website, and it was a little ambiguous. It kind of went both ways. In one paragraph of the statement, he talked about how the QA team still needed to focus on a couple of the bosses in the new instance that is coming with the patch. And then out of the other side of his mouth, he said, and I quote, "No promises as to when the patch is going live, but if I were you, I'd start working on that Argent Dawn rep by tomorrow. Either that or pillage the guild bank while the pillaging is good," end quote. And let's see, he wrote that Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday, and so the tomorrow he's referring to is Monday, and so that kind of indicated that the patch would take place today. But on the other hand, him having said that the QA team was still focused on a couple of the bosses and stuff like that, I don't know, threw some confusion into it. But this morning, if you click on the WoW logo, they're a few minutes, about 10 minutes now, I guess, from closing the servers down for regular maintenance, you will see an announcement there that patch 1.11 is in fact going in today. And so our main feature at the end of the program today, we will talk about patch 1.11 and what you can expect from the patch, and we'll be discussing that. We want to begin, however, how we normally begin, by talking about the guild news and then talking about World of Warcraft and Blizzard news. And then I have a couple of kind of a commentary to make about player versus player and some balance issues. And then we'll get to that main feature, looking ahead at patch 1.11. Well, of course, probably the biggest news pertaining to the guild this week is the fact that we split the guild. The Angels now have a sister guild, Reigning Fury. And Reigning Fury is the place where we have put all of our level 1 through 29 people, including our alts. And I want to emphasize that all of us leaders in the guild have alts in Reigning Fury. The same people who control the Angels are created and are controlling Reigning Fury. It is a sister guild, or training guild, if you will, for people who are 1 through 29. And I know just a handful, three or four people just didn't like that and went elsewhere. But let me explain to you some of the reasons why we did this. You know, first of all, from a character standpoint, the people from 1 to 30 need to do more working together, more grouping together. And we felt like they weren't doing that enough with all of the higher levels, that such easy access to all the higher level characters. And we thought it would be good for them to do this. But perhaps most importantly, it's going to help us as guild leaders to manage the guild a little bit better, and it's going to begin preparing us for the end game. We have people in their high 40s and low 50s, and we are quickly approaching the point where we're going to begin doing the end game content, and we needed to start getting ready for that. And quite frankly, if we're going to focus on that end game, we need a guild that reflects that. I don't know, maybe even someday we will make it 40 and up. I don't know. We really haven't discussed that as officers, but I think probably as we get towards the end game, we'll probably be doing that kind of thing. But in any event, we believe it's good for the lower players, to get to know one another, to work together, and we believe it's good for the Guild overall, especially to be good for the Guild in the future as we approach the endgame content. So we hope you'll be patient with us. We hope you'll work with us on this. Don't be offended when you hit 30 in Reign of Fury. You're coming right back to the Angels. So don't think that we've sloughed you off or we think you're unimportant. We want to continue recruiting as the game grows and as the Guild grows. And so we needed a place for the lower level characters so they could work together. And that's all there is to it. And so I think that was big news in the Guild this week. I think overall it's positive news. Like I say, we did have a handful, maybe four or five, who just were so unhappy with it they went elsewhere. And we hate to lose anybody, but sometimes, you know, as you grow, you have those kind of growing pains. But overall, people have cooperated with, people have understood it, and we appreciate that as Guild leaders, that you work with us instead of work against us. And I think everyone will see in the long run this is best. Another big item, although it hasn't impacted us perhaps yet as deeply as we might, maybe it should have, is that this week we formed an alliance. We formed an alliance with a Guild by the name of Synergy. And we have a link on our website, wowangels.org. We have a link on our website to their Guild forum. And basically, the alliance includes an agreement not to recruit from each other and to join together, listen now, to do five-man instances. I think both Guilds have a point system planned in the future for in-game. So, you know, this is not an in-game alliance. You know, when you have end games, it kind of messes up your point system a little bit when you have in-game alliances, and very difficult to do, and to do fairly. But in any event, it is to so we can do these five-man instances together as we progress towards 60 and at 60. And Synergy has about 160 members, and like I said, we have a link to their Guild forum on the website. It's kind of lengthy, so I'm not going to repeat it here. And some of the character names of their leaders: Elisa, Manny Stone, Mind Freak, and Solarian are their leaders. And we welcome the alliance with Synergy, and we hope that true synergy will take place and as a result of the alliance. So I think that's big news, good news. Maybe it'll have more of an impact as we, you know, approach 50, but there's the news on that. I want to talk to you about something a little bit more serious, and you know, something that we want to be careful about. I got a complaint last night. I was the only officer on, you know, actually I guess it was getting close to this morning, but anyway, I got a complaint last night. We have a member of the Guild, Dark Reign, and as far as I know, you know, that character, that tune, whoever that is, really has nothing to do with this, but we had another Guild member. I'm not going to call the name. I personally didn't witness this. I just got a couple of complaints about it. Was calling Dark Reign Darky. And we had a couple of Guild members who were a little sensitive about that, perhaps the racial overtones and things of that nature. And I'm sure it wasn't meant that way. I'm sure that it was just a play on Dark Reign's name and that sort of thing. But let's tone down, let's totally avoid, you know, any kind of remark that could be taken as a racial slur. We are not about that. That is not what the Guild is about. We as officers certainly don't approve of that. We're quote-unquote an equal opportunity Guild. We don't want those kind of things to take place. And so please, let's, you know, call the, you know, Dark Reign and not Darky. And let's stay away from anything that might be offensive to another player. You know, our guild, the two primary rules in our guild are this. Number one, that we are going to respect one another. That's number one. Number two, there'd be no drama. So this falls under the category primarily of rule number one. We're going to have the deepest amount of respect for one another. So let's do that, and let's not let this become an issue. Okay, well, that's the guild news for this week. I'm going to talk to you now a little bit about Blizzard news. And a couple of new things that are coming with Blizzard. A new site and a new forums. Let me talk about the new forums first. Blizzard has says that they're in the final stages of development of their new World of Warcraft forums. They have a sample of it. They up right now that you can test drive, and it looks mostly like the ones we have now, but there's some significant changes from Blizzard's standpoint in it. There will be a new and more robust search features in it, so that you can categorize and preview your post by keywords or by the name of the poster. There are going to be some new icons in it for each race and class combination, as well as player versus player rank display connected with it. There's going to be an ignore feature where you can, ignore specific players' post. They won't show for you. There's going to be some new navigation features that make the forums a little easier to use. Now, I think, all of those are good things. In my mind, the most important thing they can do, the forums, is to put it on a server that does not share the sign-in server to the game, so that when you can't sign into the game, you can still sign into the forums, and on a server that is not affected when during maintenance and things like that. What do people have to do during maintenance? A lot of times the forums are closed down during maintenance as well. You can't get access to them because everything apparently is on the same servers or same area or something like that. In my opinion, I don't know if they've done this, but in my opinion, the best thing they can do to improve those forums is to make them available on patch days and on maintenance days, that those forums are fully functional and that people can sign into them. And that, to me, is the most important and best thing that they can do. But that's my opinion. That's one thing. There are new forums on the way. Now, at the same time, there are some new World of Warcraft site is on the way. They're going to change the site. They're going to make it an XML kind of site. They're going to change the side menus and the page layouts, and they're going to have flash banners and things like that, a PvP top 10 list, and all these kind of things. So there are going to be some major changes coming to the website, the World of Warcraft website, as well. And right now, again, if you go World of Warcraft website right now, you can there's a link there where you can click and kind of get a preview of how it's going to look, and it looks a little more functional and stuff like that, and we're looking forward to that. So new forum, new website coming in the near future. A brief statement was released on the character transfer again this week. It was nothing new. I'm not sure why they made this statement, but people are very interested in this, so I'll read the statement verbatim. It's a two-sentence statement, and like I said, nothing new here. I really don't know why they made the statement, but here it is anyway. Quote, the character transfer service is currently slated to go live sometime this summer. Unfortunately, we don't have a specific date locked down just yet. We'll provide an update on this service as we move closer to the launch, end quote. So again, another statement saying it's going to happen this summer. Well, it's June. It's this summer today. What can you say about that? But anyway, there it is. That's going to take place. It's real interesting, too, in another something kind of related to that, in the forum, in a post asking when are the character transfers going to be available, when is the patch going live, you know, the when questions were all being asked in this. One of the Blizzard people posted a little poem. And I guess you have to be aged to understand this. There was a song that kind of used this format a few years back. But here's the poem, and I have a couple of comments to make about it, because I think it reflects something that to me is kind of serious. But anyway, it says in the poem, it says, in the year 2525, if WoW is still alive, if players can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't going to need to type in chat or invent. Everything you think, do, and say is in the frustration you express today. In the year 4545, ain't going to need your teeth, won't need your eyes, you won't find a thing to chew, nobody's going to look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides, your legs got nothing to do, your troll warrior is doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't going to need no race, won't need no class. You'll pick your face, pick your body too, from the choices Blizz gives to you. In the year 7510, if the patch is a-coming, it ought to make it by then. Maybe Blizz will look around and say, guess it's time for the Scourge invasion today. In the year 8510, Blizz is going to strike their mighty head then. Blizz is going to shake their mighty head then. They'll either say, I'm pleased where players have been, or send the GOBs and start again. In the year 9595, I'm kind of wondering if players are still logged in. They're taking everything Azeroth can give, and they ain't putting nothing back. Now it's been 10,000 years. Players have cried a billion tears for what gear they never do. Now players' reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. Well, I don't know. It's kind of a silly poem. I don't know why the Blizzard posted it, why they allowed this character to post it. But I found that interesting when he said, in the year 9595, I'm kind of wondering if players are still logged in. They've taken everything Azeroth can give, and they ain't put nothing back. I wonder what in the world he means by that. I don't know. Does Blizzard feel like the players don't give anything to the game? Oh, my goodness. Great shades of EQ and Sony. You know, one of the things I hate about Sony, they had a saying. Sony said, you're in our world now. That was their logo for EQ. That was their catchphrase, whatever. And they lived by that maxim. EQ was their world. It wasn't the player's world. It was their world. And I think that's where EQ failed. I think that's where Sony failed. And I think if this statement is a subliminal slip of the tongue or something, that's where Blizzard is going to fail if they're not careful. The players are everything. The players are everything. We pay the salaries. We make the world possible. We are everything. And any company who forgets that is destined to fail. So anyway, interesting poem, interesting answer to the question of when is the patch coming, when is the character transfers taking place. That's how they answered the question. They posted a silly little poem that may have said something about them instead of us. Well, anyway, let's see, what else is on the horizon here? Added to the site, updated the section on the Blizzard, the official website, that list all of the recipes that are available for each profession. And again, if you go to the main webpage, you can get the link to this. And it's a very nice little handy tool. And if you want to know what recipes are available for your profession, that's a good place to go. And actually, let me take that back. I'm sorry. It's not the Warcraft official site. It's a group called Warcry. Warcry's World of Warcraft fan site has a list of recipes. The main World of Warcraft site advertised it and gave the link out to people. I'm sorry, missed that. So anyway, that's something you go to the main website and go and see if you'd like. Two new realms opened up this week. Airy Peak, a player versus environment realm, and Lethorn, a player versus player realm. And the expansion of WoW continues. Also, the beastry on the official beastry for the World of Warcraft site was updated, and it includes it's the beastry for the Burning Crusade that has been updated. It includes the monsters that we can look forward to in the Burning Crusade module when it comes out. And let's see. Blizzard is going to be participating in the World Series of Video Games on the 14th of this month, which of course has already taken place, but it's ongoing right now. Just a little piece of information, maybe for next year or whatever. Anyway, they provided a couple of World of Warcraft tournaments, and they did something else that was kind of interesting. Maybe I'll try and make this last year. They set up a huge LAN and invited all the players who wanted to bring their computers and hook up and play World of Warcraft together. And maybe this is something they'll do at the next BlizzCon or whatever. So anyway, they did take place in that World Series of Video Games, and maybe we'll get some information on who won or the little prizes they offered and stuff like that. Well, that's the news. I want to go to the main feature now and talk to you about the 1.11, which is coming out again today. Big news that it is coming out. What's in the patch? Well, first of all, the Shadow of Necropolis is in the patch. Necropolis, new zone area, floating above the Plague Lands. And it is the seat of the Lich King's most powerful officer, Kel'Thuzad. And so a new instance is coming in on this. It's a 40-man raid dungeon. Kind of disappointed in them. They still haven't learned. They've got to cut this 40-man business down to 20. 40 is just too much. But anyway, they've made another 40-man raid dungeon. That's life. And so this is one of the most important aspects of the patch that is coming out. And it will, quote, give even the most experienced and powerful players an epic challenge, end quote. And so apparently it's supposed to be very, very difficult. We'll see. Of course, we're not up there quite yet, but we're headed there fast. Also, something else that's going to come with the patch, and I'm just going to try not to do that again. There's so many something else. But anyway, the new feature, the cost to unlearn your talents will now decay over time. So I think right now, what, the first time it's 1 gold, the second time it's 5 gold, then it goes to 10, then to 25, and I think 25 is the max, maybe 50, I don't know. But what it's going to do now, if you've, you know, relearned your talents that many times, it will slow the decay in cost by 5 gold per month. So let's say that you've maxed it out, it's 25, cost you 25 gold or 50 gold, whatever it is, the max is, to do it. Every month that you do not reset your talents, the cost will decrease by 5 gold down to a minimum of 10 gold. And so this will allow people to respect occasionally and do it for a reasonable cause. And I think that's good. Another feature, and let's everyone clap together, they're saying that after this patch, when you disconnect from the server, you will be able to log back in immediately instead of receiving the message, quote, a character with that name already exists, end quote. I believe it when I see it. Sounds good. I hope it works that way. They are putting in chain targeted spells and ability they will no longer hit stealthed or invisible units unless they're visible to the caster. And this one affects me as a rogue. I know, for example, even as recently as yesterday, I was in the battlegrounds in the gulch, and I was standing on the ledge above the flag room. There was a visible character to my left, two visible characters to my left, and a horde hunter in the flag room shot that multi-shot they have, and of course it hit the two visible characters, and it hit me, even though I was invisible as a rogue, and brought me out of stealth. After this patch, they will not be able to do that. Chain lightning and cleave and multi-shot will no longer hit stealth or invisible units unless they're visible to the caster already, the person who does it already. So that's very good. They're going to be a change to fear. The calculations to determine if fear effect should break due to receiving damage have been changed. The old calculation used the base damage of the ability. The new calculation used the final amount of damage dealt. So there'll be a change in that. Going to be a change in the periodic healing. Spells which do periodic healing will now have their strength determined at the moment they're cast. Changing the amount of bonus healing you have during the duration of the periodic spell will have no impact on how much it heals for. Let's see what else is going here. Battlegrounds, Alterac Valley. Most of the NPC guard units have been removed. Players now drop more quest items, they say. Creatures that remain in Alterac Valley have had their hit points reduced. The buff that is periodically cast by each faction's captain has been changed to a flat 20% hit point buff. So some change is going to take place in Alterac. The Innervate spell is changing a little bit. It is now a base ability for all druids trainable at level 40. And any druid who formerly had the Innervate talent now has a Swift Mend talent instead. I don't know if Swift Mend is like Flash Heal for the priest or not. I'm not sure what that is. Let's see. Oh, Swift Mend. It consumes a rejuvenator regrowth aura to produce an instant heal, it says. Yes, okay, there it is. And then let's see, for the hunters, a new survival talent, counterattack. The all ranks of this talent will now share the same cooldown, it says. The Scorpid poison duration is slightly lengthened. Change the way hunter, pet, family, armor, bonuses, and penalties are applied to allow the exact value from the natural armor talent, and it improves Scorpion Screwing Sting. So all improvements as far as I can see for the hunters. Mages, due to significant intelligent changes, mages will have all talent points refunded and can be respent. Training costs for all talent spell replacements have been significantly reduced. So respect for the mages after this update. Arcane Explosion will be made instant cast. Evocation is now available to all mages via the training, starting at level 20. Conjure Food has a new rank 7, available in Stratholme. Frost Wand has a new rank 5, available as an item loot in dungeons. Mana Shield, damage taken will now be absorbed by other absorbed spells, Ice Barrier, Power Word Shield, before being absorbed by Mana Shield. Dampen magic, damage and healing reduction increased on ranks 3 through 5. And there are several others. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but mages, you need to look at all of the update on your spells and skills. Paladins, Benediction will no longer incorrectly provide a double discount to Seal of Justice. There's been a change to Blessing of Light and Divine Favor as well, and a couple of other things. Priest, Lightwell is being changed a little bit to make it a little bit larger and thus easier to click. And some changes to mind control are taking place. Rogues, Detect Trap will now become a passive skill. You won't have to click the thing, the 2-minute timer anymore. Pickpocket will no longer trigger any effects on your target. Slice and dice, no, its sound effect won't play twice. Canceling your stealth aura while Vanish is running will now cause Vanish to be canceled as well. And so some brief changes again. Rogue's got the short end of the stick here. Hopefully the next patch, they're the ones who are going to be updated. Warlocks, some changes in a couple of your spells. Shamans, of course, we really haven't focused on our horde side yet, but this is a significant update for shamans and their totems. And if you're training up a shaman in Dark Angels, you may want to look at those changes that are taking place. Warriors, you have improved revenge, fixed a bug in Blood Rage, and Whirlwind, and a couple of other things of that nature. So those are some of the highlights, not all of the items, but some of the highlights in the class changes. One of the most important changes for everyone, key rings will be added to the game. Level 1 through 39 will have a 4-slot key ring. 40 through 49 will have an 8-slot key ring. And 50 through 60 will have a 12-slot key ring. I think I have right now 4 keys. So that's about right, I guess. I'm a 48. Stack sizes of several things are changing. Light and medium leather are going to move from 10 to 20 stack sizes. Cured hides are going to move to 20 stack sizes. Shards, the small brilliant shards and stuff, are going to 20 stack sizes. The enchanting dust, strange dust, illusion dust, are going to 20 stack size. Flash powder, very important for the rogues, going to 20 stacks instead of 10 per stack. Rogue poisons, going from 10 per stack to 20 per stack. Rogue poison regents that currently stale in a maximum stack of 10 are going to be sold in stacks of 20. And so several things have been updated to stack up to 20 instead of 5 or 10 as they have been doing. Let's see. Potions. 2-minute timer on potions. They've kind of broadened it so that, you know, the health potion, mana potions, the mighty rage potions, and so forth, 2-minute timers, kind of made universal on those. Let's see. Many items that can be equipped have had their cooldown category removed and will be controlled exclusively by the item's self-cooldown. So, for example, the Gnomish Mind Control Cap should no longer trigger the cooldown of the Talisman of Aether. And that's an engineering thing. All food and drink can be eaten while silenced. Previously, some food and drink cannot be consumed when under the effect of silence. And I guess that's about it. Now, for the professions, they've made some changes for the resist cloth armor. Have been, let's see, 4 new nature resist cloth armor recipes been added to the Mergence. So for the cloth armors, same thing for the leather armors, same thing for the plate armors. All of those have had new resist recipes added. When a paladin is replaced by their evil twin due to transporter malfunction, they can no longer revert to their normal self using Divine Shield. Okay. One of the big thing, a lot of changes to Argent Dawn. Light Hope Chapel has been revamped, and it's now a fully functional quest hub, it says. New mailbox has been added. The chapel is now flagged as an inn. A guard system is in place. New vendors have been added. Dozens of new quests have been added to Light Hope. And so Light Hope Chapel has been updated up there in the Plague Lands. Several new trade skill quests have been added to assist players in obtaining frost-resistant armor and items. And a new legendary item quest has been added. Casters Rejoice and Druids too. No more information than that on it. Don't know what it is. Zol'Garub has been updated to a certain extent. I'm not going to go into the details. I haven't been there, so I don't know all the details of Zol'Garub yet. So, anyway, you can read about that as you're patching. And I might pause here. This background downloader is a blessing and a curse. Okay? It's a curse. Number one, they didn't tell us about it. I think I was wrong. Number two, it's been a curse because it's added latency. And for a while there, I think they fixed it towards the end, for a while there, every time you signed on, the doggone thing would come on and run a test or something like that, and so you'd have latency right away for a little while. But the blessing is, my suspicion is, I don't know, that thing's downloaded, what, 178 megabytes or something like that. My suspicion is going to make today's patch day go a lot easier. Patch days are horrible traditionally because you got everybody trying to sign on and get the patch. And with this big patch loader download, I got a sneaking suspicion things are going to go a lot smoother today. And so maybe we'll be singing their praises on that background downloader by the time this is over. We'll see. Let's go back to some of the items. There have been some changes to the user interface. Most significant is that they have added a raid leader chat that will display in a different color, and a new channel that raid leaders can use to make a message appear in the middle of everybody's screen who's part of the raid. And that, I think, will be very nice. You access it, raid leaders, by typing /RW. And raid leaders will be able to do what is called a ready check command. And they type it in. Everybody in the raid gets a little dialog box that says ready, yes or no. And everybody has 30 seconds to reply to it. And the raid leader then gets a report of everybody who said yes, everybody who said no, and everybody who didn't check it. And so a ready check system up for raid players. Players will have a raid info button on their raid interface that functions in the same way the raid info worked before, but just adding a button to it. You will only get the reset instance option. There will be a reset instance option now for party leaders. You can reset the instance. That's nice. So there's some changes in what the raid people can do. Another big change, lots of new flight paths. Yay, flight paths. New flight path in Ungoro Crater. New flight path at Marshall's Refuge. New flight path at Ratchet. So all three of those places are now going to have flight paths. Okay. And then they have added flight paths between individual points. Morgan Vigil to Lakeshire. Airy Peak to Chillwind Point. Stone Talon Peak to Nigel's Point. Cenarion Hold to Feathermoon Stronghold. Cenarion Hold to Count Majaki. Cenarion Hold to Ungoro Crater. Gadgistan to Ungoro Crater. Crossroads to Ratchet. Theramore to Ratchet. Ratchet to Talindris, Moonglade to Talon Branch, Splinter Tree to Valomark, Hammer Fall to Raven Tusk Village, Camp Majaki to Freewind Post. So lots of new flight paths coming, and that's very, very good. So that's a brief overview of what's coming in the patch. Again, the good news today is patch day. That patch is coming out today. Everybody have a good Tuesday morning. Take some time off. Get ready to play and to look forward to the new patch tonight. Well, we've got a few people who are hoping to make night out of the sergeant ranks. We'll see if that happens today. We'll see how the new patch goes. We'll see how the continuing development of the guild and the new guild Reigning Fury goes. Lots of exciting things happening this week. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're having fun out there. I sure am. And until next week, this is Quinzit, the voice of the Angels, signing off. Goodbye.